Welcome to the Best of the Sports Shop podcast with Reese and K-Mac.
Good look, bad look, Monday. I know you had some good looks. Some people had some great looks. Some people had not so good looks, but we'll talk about that too.
Uyunglele throws. He floats it toward the end zone. It's over the head and through the arms of Ross. Incomplete. Wolfpack wins in overtime. 27-21. You can light up the bell tower red and put the upset spotlight on Carter-Finley Stadium. The Wolfpack beats a top 10 opponent for the first time under Coach Dave Doran and is now a contender in the ACC's Atlantic Division. The students swarm the field. It's time to celebrate and rally. 27-21, your final in two overtimes. Wow.
Wow is a word I couldn't believe. I think I saw James and Riley on the field. I think I saw D. Watch out there on the field. No, I'm joking. I saw all of NC State Nation on the field because they pulled off something they hadn't done in quite a long time. The last time they beat a top 10 team was 2012 against FSU.
And let's go pass.
It's a curse over. Did Dave Durham do his thing? Yes, he did. NC State tried their hardest, though, by the way, to give it up. I ain't gonna lie. When they missed the field goal to win it at the end, I was like, boy, this could be great. A lot of material to talk about. The same old, same old. But I felt sorry for the state at the time. But they came back and of course, made the winning field goal in overtime. And there it is. NC State missed three field goals, by the way, including one, as I mentioned, to win it at the end. Devin Leary, 238 yards, four touchdowns. And just let that thing sink in for a minute. This is Dave Doran's best win ever as a coach for NC State. And one of State's biggest wins, as we talked about in a long time. Incredible. Unbelievable. So it's almost like where were you when State finally beat Clemson? It's kind of one of those things. At least that's why I think so. You got surprised that it happened?
The missed field goals. I said, you have got to be kidding me. How many times? How often can it end like this again? But they didn't. I was so surprised. I was pleased to see that they pulled it out in the end. And they played well. They played extremely well. And as I predicted, State would win by three.
Oh, you said State would win by three? Mm-hmm. I never heard that. I never heard you said State would win by three. I think you may have said Woodpack will win. I think Mike and Kerry might have said it too. We probably hear from him today. But I never heard you say yeah, I never heard you say State's winning by three. Sometimes I forget stuff. But it was electric over in the Carter. It was just incredible. And let's hear some reactions to that. Coach Dave Durham was talking. Curse is broken. Okay, let's take a listen.
The curse is broken, really? NC State fans, finally. Finally. Been here 9 years and seen a lot of crazy stuff, and people have talked about it and didn't believe it, but I got to tell you, I think it was real and it's not there anymore, so we can move on now and be happy about that.
That's the most enthusiastic I ever heard him, and that's his enthusiastic voice right there, because they during his state,
and it still sound like he's on three.
That's incredible, man. You know, the defense showed up at the end, particularly overtime. And let's hear from NC State defensive lineman Corey Durden, who talked about how they just got to stop at the end of the game.
In that last drive, the offense gave us some life. They scored. We was confident. It was just like, you know, everybody on defense was confident. Because at the end of the day, as a defense, we want the game to be on us. And that was where it was, and that's what happened. Mm.
Mm. It was always on you. Defense, trust me.
Two things. My observation. I'm gonna get to Clemson in a second, but I really like this kid Devin Carter. I think he's a transfer. I think he came from somewhere else. But he made it. He made a catch in the second overtime that was phenomenal, and he went like this.
Second down and 7 for the 22. Leary play action faking back to his 30 to throw. He looks. He'll fire right corner end zone for Carter. He made the catch. Oh, my goodness. He was double covered. Still made the catch, falling down in the deep right-hand corner of the end zone.
It was just one of those days that a lot of people around here is going to remember for a long, long time. And it makes State's right there in the thick of things. Can we say State may be in Charlotte in December? Is that possible?
Absolutely. Absolutely.
Playing for the ACC championship?
The road is open. It is wide open for NC State right now.
I was trying to think who could stop them over there now.
Them and Wake Forest.
We'll see.
Right. Wait. Imagine what we just said. Wake Forest.
We live in a world where Wake Forest and NC State are ranked ahead of Clemson. Just let that sink in.
Walk through it. Walk through it. Feel it. Understand it.
That's incredible. Speaking of Clemson, let's hear from our head coach Dabo Swinney. Talks about really starting off. Not like he wanted to start off.
We've been an offense that's been really, really good for a long, long time. But, you know, the criticism is warranted because that's where we are right now. That's what we've displayed. So, you know, with the way we've performed, you're going to get criticism and you're going to get, you know, comments and things like that. And you know what? Hey, that comes with the territory because the expectation and the standard at Clemson and who we are, we're not meeting it. It's just that simple. So, listen, people are going to say whatever they want, and it's really not anything we can say because we're not getting it done right now.
Well, at least you know. At least you know, Coach.
Yeah. You know, Clemson had 49 total plays, only 218 yards of offense. Completed. Was successful on third down plays 2 out of 11 times. So that says a lot about that program. You know, I would say DJ Shipley, I said this last week, they're just not.
Nah, that's not Travis.
I don't know. They're just not.
There's no Travis out there. That's not a Travis out there. That's not a Travis ATN.
They're not living up to the preseason hype. I put it that way. They're not living up to the preseason hype, not at all. And it's just incredible how you think about Clemson, Dabo, and that defense. And by the way, did I get this right? Their defense. Maybe I'm thinking about their defense haven't nobody scored a touchdown on them all year. Is that right?
Yeah, up until Saturday.
Right, offensive touchdown. That's right. That's right, because they scored defense. So, yeah. Offensive touchdown up until Saturday. Mm. And we talked about how the game started. We were saying that Clemson's going to unleash, you know, a can or whatever on some team. We were predicting it may be against NC State. No, it didn't happen. Shout out to the Wolfpack. Shout out to Wolfpack Nation. It was incredible what they did. I was down in Greensboro at A&T and Central. That's another conversation we're going to talk about. And I was watching this game on my phone. I just couldn't believe it. It was just a big win for the Wolfpack. And I know we're here from James this morning. I know we're probably
as
here
we
from
should.
James this morning. So
as we should.
As we should. I mean, this time you should pop your collar.
Mm-hmm.
Well, speaking of James, hey. Look at this. We got James and Roddy calling in right now. Good morning, James. I know you're happy. How you feeling, my friend?
I'm doing good, man. I'm blessed and highly favored this morning. How y'all doing?
I'm good, man. I'm great.
The same, my friend. Too. We're doing the same.
Yes. The Wolfpack. Woo! They're the Wolfpack, man. hey, Mike from Carrick. Me and Mike from Cary tried to tell y'all earlier this year there's going to be a parade on Hillsborough Street.
You did say that. You said
Hillsborough Street. It's about to happen. It's about to happen. 27. Okay, let me slow down a little bit. The best and worst of this weekend. Best of this weekend, my NC State Wolfpack. Shocking the number 9 seed in the nation, the Clemson Tigers. 27-21. Great win, but at the end of the day, we still need a new field goal kicker. We would have lost that game. He wouldn't have been able to go back to NC State. Wherever he live at, Dunn would have had to win back there. Wherever he live at, he would have had to win back there. He wouldn't have been able to go back on campus. No, not missing 3 straight field goals, man. Come on, man. You got to do better. I think I told my wife I might have to go out and try out for the field goal kicking team. I know I'm 40 years old, but I think I got some time left. I think they can put me on the team, but I can kick the field goals.
Wow.
But great win. We can't lose next weekend. Now, you can't have this great win then come back and lose next weekend. You can't do that. I got 2 more bets of the weekend. Yeah, good look of the weekend. I know these 2 teams lost, but it still was a good look. To the NFL, NFC East, the Washington team, 21-43 to the Buffalo Bills.
Wow.
The New York Giants, 14, the Falcons, 17. The NFC East is looking like it's been looking for the last 10 years. It sucks and it's open to anybody. But I'm happy that them 2 teams lost because they're in my division, so I'm happy that they lost. The worst look of this weekend, Cam Newton should have a job. The Jets are 0-3. The Colts are 0-3. The Jags are 0-3. The New York Giants are 0-3. The Lions are 0-3. Why can't Cam Newton get a job? I think it's deeper than him taking a shot, fellas. I think it's a little deeper than him taking a shot.
Wow.
I don't think they want him back in the league, buddy. Because you got 5 teams already 0-3. Because
he don't play defense. That's why. Because he don't play defense. That's why he's not back in the league. Those teams you just talked about, he don't play defense.
So, you telling me them 5 teams right there, they're a quarterback better than Cam Newton right now?
It wouldn't make a difference. All you're going to do is get Cam beat up with those 5 teams.
Wow.
You're going to get Cam beat up with those 5 teams. It wouldn't make a difference. That's a waste of talent. You put Cam on those 5 teams, that's a waste of talent right there.
K-Mac.
Go ahead, James.
I think you like the Raiders, right? Which one of y'all like the Raiders?
Man, you gotta stop playing.
K-Mac, Reed's
like the Raiders.
He's on a losing team. I'm on a winning team. Go ahead.
Your Raiders looking good. Hey, Reed.
Yeah.
Let K-Mac go through this show and say 10 seconds about the Washington team. Okay.
I'm gonna get him. Oh.
He's gonna speak for more than 10 seconds.
No, it's gonna happen. Right around about 10 more minutes. We're gonna get into the NFL. Don't worry about it. Keep it.
Okay, don't let him get away with it. Cause the last time, I think Pam was on the show, and I called him. He tried to sneak on past that situation. the Washington team. Okay, let's go. Don't let him do it this time.
The situation.
Okay, James, I got you. Hey, James, congratulations. But, James, let me remind you, you guys got to play tonight. So, keep your phone on in the morning now. I'm just saying, all right? That's what I'm warning you. Let you know that.
The Eagles. Going to win tonight. The Eagles going to win tonight.
All right, okay.
Jaden Hurts going to have a good time tonight. Jaden Hurts gonna have a good time in Dallas tonight.
Your feet don't fit no limb.
Keep your phone on. All right, Jay. Congratulations, man, on the big win, Wolfpack Nation, baby. Congratulations.
Yes, sir. Thank you.
All right, take care, Jay. Hey, real quickly though, that was one end of the spectrum, and also shout out to, Triangle went 2-2. Of course, we talked about the Wolfpack. Obviously having a big time win. Shout out to the Duke Blue Devils, who are now 3-1, by the way, beating Kansas 52-33. That game went back and forth. It was crazy. Talk more about that in a little bit. But let me talk about this other game that I heard about. Oh, we got Mike and Karen on too? Well, we might as well. Well, let's get Mike and Carrie on. Then we'll talk about the Hills and Blue Devils a little later, because when Mike calls in, we got to put them on. Michael, good morning. How you doing?
Well, I'm not doing well. But sometimes, you know, you're right, but it doesn't feel good.
You know what I'm saying? Hashtag Reese is right, but don't feel good.
That's right. I'm making a new shirt for that one. Sometimes someone must ask me, it must be painful. It must be great, I mean, being right all the time. And I said, no, sometimes it's horrible.
She's out of my life, y'all. Really?
Slick talking coach, preseason hype, everyone buying in. I told y'all, right? You questioned.
Yep, you did.
And I told you UNC was overrated. Oh, I'm sorry.
Classic.
Yeah, you probably did say that too. You probably did say that as well.
I did, but I told y'all we couldn't win with Mr. Bojangles. Watching that game was so painful, my stomach still hurts. That Clemson kept trying to give it to NC State. And then NC State kept saying, no, you first. Please, no, you go first. I felt like I was trapped in a four-way stop sign from hell. No, go. No, you go. Yeah. No, you go. No, you go. It's horrible. It was horrible. And then we lost Pee-wee on top of everything else.
You lost who?
That what you call him, Pee-wee?
Pee-wee. Well, I can't call him the good Christian. That name's taken.
It is.
When Dabo rolled into town, he didn't call nothing. Damned indecision and foolish pride. I took it for granted, Reese. I was so cavalier.
Obviously.
But the way that it stands.
Is he out of your life, Michael?
Out of my life. I'll put it this way. If they don't get rid of that offensive coordinator.
He's offensive.
Oh,
isn't
no.
He?
Is this fault now?
He's very offensive, isn't he?
Very offensive.
Look.
His name, they mentioned him for new jobs, man. So they think he's the next coach.
Did you see Mr. Bojangles when he made the one run he should have made? Did you ever see someone who was running, looking for a seat and a place to land or a place to get out of bounds?
Yeah, I didn't see him running, but I sure heard him and felt him running.
Right, he's not living up to the hype, and
heavy
I don't know
feet,
maybe
Reese.
Dabo Sola.
He got heavy feet.
No, we saw him.
He got heavy feet.
We saw him last playoffs though. In the playoffs last year, he played well. He played a couple times last year. That was pretty good during the season. But for some reason, this year it's not working.
He will not run the ball. He's like that guy. Like, I'm too valuable to run. Have you ever seen anything that big be that soft other than at work, Reese, if you know what I mean?
We're going to call him Big Softy. We're going to call him Big Softy. That's what we're going to call him. He has got
a Bullberry biscuit. When he wears that purple uniform, he's going to look like a Bullberry biscuit.
I mean, he's 245. I mean, 260 almost, I think. He's a big dude, man.
But yeah.
240, so he's a big dude.
260.
Yeah.
He got heavy feet, Reese. Yeah. He got heavy feet.
It's just bad, man. It's just bad. And it's just not getting any better. Something's got to give. And I got to tell you something. This is just a different – I think – I'm going to say something here. And I'm going to go because I'm getting upset. That I'll pay for the U-Haul one way down to Alabama at this point.
Oh, you know what? That's interesting. But wait a minute. That's it's interesting over. You said that, because I'm like, that was messing our succession plan up. I mean, he messed our whole over. Succession plan. You got to win when you come out of Alabama. He's messing our whole plan up. You can't mess over. It up, Dabo.
The cupboard's thin. The cupboard's bare. It used to be Dexter Lawrence. He goes out for putting a little extra supplement in his milk, and then someone else stands up and there's no hit. You know, this guy goes down. This guy steps up. We
oh,
got
that's right.
it. Looked
that's
like
right.
It looked like a peewee football team out there the other day. A lot of good
wow.
character
are we
guys, if you know what I mean.
Character
guy. And a
okay,
lot of guys
Michael,
whose last name on the jersey matches some of the head the coach's dad's last name. Go figure. Think they're related?
Yeah, you're right. Michael, we'll continue to talk about this the entire week. We will get you through this, so hang in there. We got to roll, my friend.
I need you. I need y'all.
Okay.
Hey, Mac. Quit
take care, Michael.
Earl, give me a tissue. We'll see y'all.
All right, take care. All right, Michael. Mike, the real MJ.
Mm-hmm.
Hey, man. Okay,
MJ.
We got so much to talk about. Hey, one of the things that that Mike and Kerry were talking about, that what Clemson need, Saturday they needed three things. They needed Pepsi Zero Sugar. They needed their Mountain Dew Zero Sugar, and they needed to rock the official sports apparel sports shop, which is Under Armour. We kept them tight and kept them right. But, hey, shout out Woodpack. We love them.
Get it right, get it tight. Get it right, get it right, get it tight. Get it right, get it right, get it tight. Get it right, get it right, get it tight.
Call the Park Bubba Sparks, Ying Yang Twins.
The Wolfpack. Woo!
Wow, James and Roddy.
It's the Sports Shop with Reese and K-Mac.
Thought the kids tried, thought they fought through it at the second half, but I'm disappointed. I'm embarrassed by our play. By our coaching, by me. Hate it for our fans because the fans have been so good since I've been back. Sally's been back, and this is not who we want to be or who we are.
Some of the sounds from Saturday was head coach Matt Brown, UNC Tar Heels, coming off a really embarrassing loss down in Atlanta, Carolina. Losers to Georgia Tech 45-22. And it was an ugly game. I mean, it was, if you're a Tar Heel fan, it was a weird game. Carolina went up 7-0 real quickly. Georgia Tech ran off 27 straight points. Sam Howell threw the ball well, but he had three fumbles they lost. It just wasn't a good look for the Tar Heels. And this is when we thought, I was talking to a friend of mine. I'm saying, well, you know, it's going to be a tough game. I said, well, because we lost to Virginia Tech, I think we're going to be okay down there. No. And I'm not sure if Georgia Tech is that good or Carolina just played that bad. That's the thing. It's kind of hard because, you know, Georgia Tech played Clemson pretty tough. But now we're looking at Clemson like, yeah, they can't even move the ball. But I don't know. It's a crazy time in the ACC. But it was a bad, bad loss for the Tar Heels, a bad look for Sam Howell in particular with the three fumbles. And it's just not a good outing. They weren't ready to play, in my opinion. They were not ready to play. That's where I look at it.
We still have a trophy candidate? We still doing that?
No, not at all. Nope.
Okay.
But he'll still be a top pick, one of the top picks in the NFL.
Still draft. Number two.
But he did have a trophy.
Still second best quarterback going into the draft?
Yeah.
You feel like that?
Well, I don't know. I don't know. But, hey, we're going to pause. Hey, you know what? We're going to pause because let's get this one in right quick because it's right around that time. And, you know, I said the Triangle went 2-2 this weekend. One of the teams that came out on the good side of things is a team that's actually 3-1 right now, and had a huge win over the weekend over the Kansas Jayhawks. We're talking about the Blue Devils, and the head coach of the Duke Blue Devils, Carlin on Houston.
Coach, how you doing this morning, Coach?
I am good. I hope you guys are good.
Coach, I tell you, man, it's football season, and now that we really starting to get into it, you start to feel the weather's getting a little cooler, and you guys came away with a pretty good one over the weekend, Coach.
Yeah, it was a good win. We just got to keep getting better. I mean, it's a team that's growing. We're young in a lot of places, but don't lack for enthusiasm and effort, and that makes you feel good about going to work every day. So I'm anxious to see how we start off tomorrow morning, as you guys know what our Tuesdays are all about. So we'll find out more about our team daily. Is really, I know people think that may be crazy, but I'm serious. I find out more each week, each day, about how much we can grow or how hard we're willing to work. And it's going to take a lot of work the rest of the way, certainly this week, playing such a talented team, you know. So, yeah, big challenge. And I caught a little bit of the quarterback conversation.
Mm-hmm.
So clue me in on what second best quarterback in the draft. I heard what you said there. I didn't know what preceded that. So who are we talking about?
Oh, Coach, that was a conversation we had last week about Sam Howell over at UNC
yeah,
Chapel
he's
Hill.
A heck of a player. Yep. He may be the best guy in the draft, you know, if he goes in.
Well, you know, that's been the conversation, Coach. And, you know, I've been on the fence on that back and forth, Coach. That's been the conversation, quite honestly.
Yeah.
On the fence, K-Mac? Wait a minute, K-Mac. You ain't been on the fence.
He tried to put me on the spot, Coach. I'm trying to be nice. I have been on the fence. Okay, I'll tell you, Coach. I didn't think he really showed anything to be the second best quarterback, but Reese Phil, he continues to convince me that that's not the case. And you seem to think is along the lines of Reese, Coach. So I may take another look.
I've seen him since he was in high school, obviously, and watched him very close. We tried to recruit him, had him in camp, and he's got as good an arm talent as there is out there, and he's strong. And you know, you see what he does athletically, running the football, which is becoming more and more a premium in the National Football League, too. You don't ever know. And it's just all of us like to have fun talking about what if and who. And our players, it's crazy how many arguments they have about the GOATs, you know. I hear it all the time.
Yeah.
But it sure is fun for them. So I dive right in the middle of it with them. I go back to some old names on them, you know. Man, you don't know what you're talking about, Coach.
I can add to it. I can add to it.
You saw like some of my arguments. Yes, sir.
Well, I like
talking to Coach David Cutcliffe, of course.
Getting them young guys going. I said, hey, LeBron never scored 100 points in a game. Come on, man. So, yeah, they get irritated with me.
Oh, man.
Hey, Coach, so just real quickly, I just got to jump back on. So we were talking about Sam Howell, but Gunner had a great game rushing, had four touchdowns rushing over the weekend. And the game was back and forth, but seemed like it was like an old Western shootout. But I know you guys are happy to be 3-1 right now.
Yeah, no question. He's playing better and better. And when we recruited Gunner, I knew he came in here young and ran a really fast 40 time, which kind of shocked me when he was young at camp. And he's really athletic, and he's playing smarter and smarter and smarter, making good decisions and taking better care of the ball. He had the one interception, and then he did a great job of running the DB down. He ran a corner down. Mm-hmm. If he hadn't have, we would have been down 7-0. They didn't get any points out of that turnover because our defense stepped up, held them to a field goal attempt, and they missed it. So, you know, he's getting there, and he's eager, and he's willing, he's humble. His teammates really respect him because of his humility, and he's just trying to work as hard as he can, and that's the mentality we have to have.
Outstanding. We're calling head football coach David Cutcliffe, Duke University. And Coach, talking about your team, you know, working through things this year and, you know, continue to get better each and every day. What's one of the things that you continue to see from this team as you just kind of noticed some of the toughness and kind of the resilience, but as overall as a team, what's one of the things you continue to see this team show you each and every day?
Yeah, the one of the big things is playing good situation football. We're playing well on conversion downs, much better defensively the last week, and then offensively we're doing a good job of staying on the field by converting first downs, and we have to do that to be successful. Another thing I like is that our kicking game continues to put us in really critical field position at times. We've got good specialists, and we've got to continue to grow that. For us to have a chance to win, we need all three phases contributing. And, you know, there's things we got to do better. We got to hold blocks longer. We got to tackle better. We got to do the physical things better. When you play in really talented teams, you've got to do all the physical things better. And that's a work in progress. And, you know, but they're willing. That's what I'm talking about, willingness. And we've got to continue to grow that.
And that's good stuff, Coach. Well, hey, Coach, you got a big game coming up with the Tar Heels this weekend, and we'll be talking to you next week, man. And good luck, Coach. Really, 3-1, and looking forward to see how you guys play this weekend.
Well, I appreciate it, guys. Y'all keep arguing big now. That's good for you. So y'all, that's good for.
Well, Coach, I do want to say this though. Hey, Coach, I do want to say this before you go. We're talking about quarterbacks. I'm sitting here arguing with a guy who hadn't coached. A guy's like Peyton Manning, Eli Manning, and all those other NFL Hall of Famers. Yeah, but I'm going to go with K-Max opinion over yours. Are you kidding me? I'll just leave it right there, Coach. Have a good day.
Wait a minute. Wait a minute. You brought in a heavy hitter just to win. See, that's just not right.
The man knows how to argue. He's from Alabama.
He's from Birmingham. He's out there going to support me. That's what I'm saying, Coach. Have a good day, Coach. Go get him. We'll see.
Take care. Bye-bye.
Be good, Coach. Really, Reese? Bye. That's what we have to do now.
I mean, you gonna argue against Coach Cutt, who put like 1,000 guys in the NFL at that position.
That's okay.
I think he knows, K-Mac. Okay.
Don't say nothing when I call Nick. Anyway. Don't say nothing. I'm calling Nick.
I know.
It's the Sports Shop with Reese and K-Mac.
Get a chance to talk to the one and only B Knight Rider. What up, B?
Good morning, guys. What's up? What's going on?
What's up, B Knight? How you doing?
What's going on?
Oh, man, I can't call it. I'm just happy to be here.
Well, you know, we happy to have you, B.
Thank you. How are you guys' weekends? Anything interesting happen?
Oh, my team's won.
And so that means, Reese, are you salty right now?
That's BS.
You salty about something?
No, K-Man just
BS.
Lied. First of all this team is win. All my teams won except for, I think, North Carolina Central lost to A&T, which I wanted Central to win. But outside of that, all my teams are, well, Carolina didn't win. Yeah.
Oh, okay.
Carolina lost too. It's all good, though. It's all good. My teams are tough day.
Football is officially back in effect, and so are the Beasts. So
absolutely.
I love it. Well, I just want to give a quick shout out to my son over the weekend because he did turn 3 over the weekend.
Okay.
Little man is a little big man now. So shout out to my baby.
Good.
So definitely a fun-filled weekend for all involved, including a whole lot of music happening over the weekend with the Global Citizens Festival. Now, did you guys hear about this at all? Because
no.
I didn't feel like there was a whole lot of coverage on it.
No, never heard of it.
So
I don't even know.
So basically, this is the 10th annual, Global Citizens Festival where citizens come together all over the world and they have a simultaneous music festival and spans over the course of 24 hours. So it began in Paris. They had festivals in LA, New York, Lagos, London, Mumbai, Rio de Janeiro, really all over the world. And they all come together to talk about equity and humanitarian efforts and just saving the planet. So it was a really big, big festival. And it featured Lizzo, Meek Mill, Doja Cat, Stevie Wonder, The Weeknd, Usher, Her, Chloe and Holly, so many. And the biggest act of all was a surprise set by the Fugees, who also announced that they will be going on tour for the first time in 15 years.
Wow.
So, huge highlight. And Lauryn Hill was, she was quoted saying, respect the miracle and respect the miracle of the union. But my big question is, are you going to respect people's time, Lauryn? I'm all for the Fugees tour, but are you going to respect people's time? That's all I need to know.
So I have a question.
It's not going to work.
What's I have a up? Question about that. What's her deal? Why is she, I mean, why she don't want to come to work? I don't understand.
I mean, that's essentially what it is. Why you don't want to come to work, girl, on time?
Right. Right. She just don't want to come to work. It's at a point now where it's just, what's the purpose? I mean, if you don't want to come to work, just say it. And then you don't have to work. Like, is it a thing for her? What is it?
According to that Nas song that she just did, that they released a couple of months ago on Nas's album, she said she's saving souls. And we worried about her lateness. She out here saving souls. So, I mean, but can why? You argue with that?
But why? Why do you have to be? Lauryn, wow. This is just a thing with Lauryn Hill. Lauryn, her, I don't know. Anyway, it's just odd to me. She's the only performer that I just know that is. Like now she just does it on purpose. I don't even understand now.
And some people good with that. So yeah, some people good with that. I'm like, whatever. I'm like,
no,
I don't.
Not at all.
Yeah, I'm not good with that at all. You know.
I want to be excited for this Fugees tour. I really do. But if Lauryn ain't gonna play by the rules, I mean, it's not gonna have the same effect. She can't be showing up 2 hours late and Wyclef and Praz is already on stage. Like it's not gonna work. So I'm curious to see how this plays out. I'm very curious to see how this plays out. But
maybe.
Yeah.
Like we're talking about for 20 years. We're talking 20 years now. You mm-hmm. never actually show up. Like in some cases you just go missing altogether.
Yeah, facts. People have paid good money and she has not shown up, or she's shown up 2 or 3 hours late and then the venue was kicking her out, so she only gets to do like 2 songs. So we will see.
Okay. All right.
We will definitely see. But, you know, if it goes as planned, then, you know, hey, I'm here for it. But shout out to the Fugees and the Global Citizens Festival, raising awareness about humanitarian efforts and saving the planet. I'm here for that as well. We could definitely be doing more. So shout out to them for bringing awareness. Moving along, speaking of things going to plan, did you guys – By any chance, see the season finale for Raising Kanan last night?
I did not.
Reece? No, I didn't. No.
Oh,
I did not.
Man, we can't even have this discussion then.
Nope, because I didn't get a chance to see it yet.
Sorry.
Okay.
You should have gave us our assignments, then we'd have been on it.
You know what?
Sorry about that.
You're right, and I'm gonna do that from here on out because this thing was good. So I'm not gonna give no spoiler alerts. But just know that they are confirmed for a season 2 that's slated for summer 2022. And I just got to give a shout out to Patina Miller, who plays Raquel, and Haley Kilgore, who plays Jukebox. Those two women right there are showing out. And I really foresee us seeing them in future projects in the near future. Definitely.
Okay.
They're amazing on the show. And then we also, and 50 Cent also hinted at, we might see a young Ghost in Tommy coming up in the second season, too. So I'm looking forward to that as well. I just wonder who they would get, though. I wonder who they would cast for that.
Yeah, really.
But, you know, I'll be waiting on pins and needles for that.
I'll let your boy. I mean, I could pick something up.
K-Mac always trying to get on.
He's right. Exactly.
Oh my goodness. He's always trying to get on.
Trying to get on.
That's right.
Put me on.
Put me in the game, coach.
Exactly.
Now, with social media most wanted, now this is a really bizarre story. Now, Kelly Price, you guys know Kelly Price, you know.
I know Kelly.
Oh, Reese knows her real well.
Reese know real well.
Wait.
That's Reese.
Wait. This sounds loaded. Yep. How do you know Kelly Price?
Mm-hmm. I just know Kelly Price.
Well, y'all hung out a couple times.
I know people. I know people. I leave it like that. I know people like that. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, you know what it sounds. Sound like y'all done went on a few dates. That's what it sounds like.
We on the radio. We on the radio.
Okay. But check on your girl because she's a part of this bizarre story where she was reported missing in Georgia over the weekend.
Oh, yeah. I heard about that.
Yes.
That weird.
It is very well weird, but she actually took to TMZ over the weekend after her sister said that we need to see proof of her being alive after her lawyer said that she was alive and well, but she had been battling COVID. Now, she, instead of calling her sister, she went on TMZ and did an interview instead. So it sounds like it might be some family risk going on. But according to Kelly Price, it says that they lost her. She said that she actually died on the table at one point and they brought her back to life. Again, very, very bizarre story. If you guys see the interview on TMZ, it seems like something's a little off, but we are happy to see that Kelly Price is alive. However, the jury is still out on if she's doing well or not. So we're just happy that she's been found. What's up?
This is a sports shot question. She got an album coming out?
See, that's what I'm thinking about. She wanted the publicity for this.
And that's some old school publicity stunt stuff. It really is.
Yeah.
Hey, look, ain't nothing new under the sun. You know, sometimes, well, instead of just doing it in the paper, we do it on social media. Ain't nothing new. Same game still work.
But, I mean, she doesn't need to do that, though, does she? Kelly Price doesn't need to do that. She's a veteran.
What you mean?
She's one of the best voices in the game.
I mean, when the last time you seen her, like, come to Raleigh or somewhere? I mean, I'm just saying.
Crickets.
I mean, put it this way.
It was like, Lord Kelly Price at the Red Hat.
Lord Hill don't even come to work. If she performs, she don't even work.
Keep it 100.
She don't even come to work. Think about that.
You guys.
Yeah, I'm just fat. Wait a minute. Where is a DC?
So
show
bad.
Me
show so me bad. I can't even. I have no rebuttal. What can I say?
There it is.
But again, we are happy to see that she's alive and well. We know that there are some disparities, racial disparities, when it comes to our missing women of color.
Now that would be true, actually.
Over the media. So we're just happy to see that one of our own has, you know, come back up. And you know, of course,
wouldn't it be nice though if she came back and she said, "Now that I have everyone's attention, what about these other 14,000 missing women?"
That would be beautiful.
Wouldn't it be nice?
That would be nice.
That's free. That's free. Kelly Price's publicist. Don't you worry about it. We'll give it to you for free. Go ahead and use it.
No, I'm invoicing.
Reese, she all life. She about that life, Reese. She said, "I'm sending you a bill."
But yeah, so, you know, again, we're happy to see that Kelly Price is alive and now they're working to get her off the missing persons list. So yeah, so those are my stories for over the weekend, you guys. Before I go, you know, I got to give a quick shout out to one of our sponsors, Raleigh Founded. It's more than just a space. It's a community where you can start or grow your own company. Raleigh Founded has resources and office space for startups, remote workers, and teams of all sizes. Please visit www.raleighfounded.com to take a virtual tour or sign up today. And they're currently offering a 3-month trial to users, and you can use promo code SPORTSHOP1 to sign up and tell them K-Mac and Reese sent you. All right, guys, well, you enjoy your week, and I'm out.
Take care, B.
Sounds good, B.
All right,
appreciate
guys. Peace.
Reese, ain't like she said, Kelly Price coming to the Red Hat. Shame on you.
You've been listening to the best of the Sports Shop podcast with Reese and K-Mac. Don't forget, you can download this podcast every weekday at WRALSportsFan.com, on our new WRAL Sports Fan app, and in the iTunes store.